Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair bring you Casanova Brown, starring Henry Fonda. Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Present your theater of romance from Hollywood. Tonight the curtain rises on your theater of romance and its production of International Pictures' hilarious comedy romance, Casanova Brown. Here is your play and your star, Henry Fonda. Outside of Chicago, lived a very shy young professor, the last living descendant of one of history's most dashing lovers, and whose name, therefore, was Casanova, Casanova Brown. Since he was a quiet, conscientious, very good young man, people had long since forgotten the Casanova and simply called him Cas, or Professor, or Hey, you. That was something of an error, as you presently shall see. At this moment, Cas is preparing, somewhat nervously, to officially request the hand of his chosen lady.
All right, darling, let's go in. Don't look so frightened. You know Dad's bark is always worse than his bite. He really loves me very much.
I do not.
Oh, listening again, eh? May we come in, Dad?
No.
Cas wants to talk to you, Dad.
Well, that's different.
Hello, J.J.
Come on in. Not you, Madge.
Go ahead, Cas, darling. I'll wait downstairs.
What a revolting female she is. Sit down, Cas. Now, what can I do for you?
Well,
I've missed our little talks. Ever since you came back from New York, you've sort of avoided me.
Well, not really. You see,
I've not been entirely blind to the little trap Madge has set for you. But I know you're much too intelligent, much too shrewd to be taken in by that dreary female.
Perhaps I'd better make my position clear, J.J., before you say anything else. I want to marry her.
Marry whom?
Marry Madge, of course.
Madge? Are you out of your mind?
I am not.
But whatever on earth for?
Because I love her, of course.
Love Madge? Oh, come now, Cas. That's just downright silly. You must have some better reason than that. Besides, you don't know what love is. You've had no experience.
I have had experience, and I do know what love is, and I want to marry Madge.
You're insane. Absolutely insane. Get out of it while you still can. Get on a train. Get on a plane. Get on anything. And get out of here.
Now, see here, J.J. I'm going to marry Madge, and not you or anyone else is going to stop me.
You'll regret it. Mark my words, you'll regret it.
Hello, Cas. Ready yet?
Hi, Pop. I will be in a minute.
Never mind a pop routine. You aren't my son-in-law until after the ceremony tomorrow. And then may heaven help you. You know, you've still got time to get out of this booby trap. By 1 o'clock tomorrow, you could be across the border, into Canada.
It's no use, J.J. I'm not going to be demoralized by a cold-blooded old sinner like you.
Oh, well, I suppose under a democracy, every individual enjoys the right and privilege of being as much of an imbecile as he pleases. Oh, by the way, I picked up your mail downstairs for you.
Thanks. Just throw it on the table. We've got to get over to that wedding rehearsal.
Say, what are you doing canoodling around with the maternity hospital?
Don't be silly. Who's canoodling around with us? What?
Well, that's the return address in this letter. Ellen Harris, Maternity Hospital, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh. Well, that's probably just an ad. Toss me that blue tie, will you?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Ad? Well, they got a nerve soliciting a man's business before he's even married? Sounds unethical to me. Shall I open it?
Go ahead.
Dear Mr. Brown. Well, this is a rather sinister method of solicitation. Dear Mr. Brown, a matter of personal importance and one which I would rather not be obliged to take up in correspondence unless you prefer. I was involved in a little blackmail accident at one time. The letter sounded exactly like this.
Well, finish it, will you?
I suggest that at your earliest convenience, certainly not later than the end of the week, you call at the hospital and consult with me. Cordially yours, Martha Zernicky, M.D.
Let me see that.
Have you been in or around Chicago recently?
No, not Chicago. There must be some mistake.
Well, if that letter's a mistake, we're in a very pretty position to knock up a little quick dough. They can't run around scaring young bridegrooms with letters like that.
It may not be a mistake.
What? What did you say?
You see, I don't know. I can't find out. I tried to call her on the phone long distance, but the number's been temporarily disconnected.
Call who?
Oh, gosh. I don't know what to do. I'm in a very strange situation.
Yes, I should judge so.
But why Chicago?
I don't know why.
If it had been New York.
Yeah, New York. Yes.
But Chicago.
Would you mind telling me what this is all about?
Oh, that's going to be a little difficult. You remember last spring when I went to New York to see about selling my book?
Yes.
Well, while I was there, I met a girl.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. What was she like?
Oh, she was like... Oh, she was like no other girl you've ever seen in your life. I liked the way she walked. I liked the way she looked. I liked the way she looked at me. So we got married.
You what?
We got married.
What makes you think that bigamy is an attractive state of affairs?
Oh, we aren't married now. Her family had the marriage annulled. She was underage. Her family and I didn't hit it off, and she sided with her family. The reason I've never said anything was because, well, it all happened so fast I never even had a chance to break the engagement with Madge.
Oh, people like you should never be allowed in New York unprotected. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I guess I better go to Chicago and see what this is all about. If I fly, I can be back in plenty of time for the wedding tomorrow. It may be some sort of mix-up. The letter doesn't say anything about Isabel or a baby.
Okay, go ahead, Papa. You may be lucky enough to get out of this marriage in spite of yourself.
I don't want to get out of it.
Foolish boy. Foolish boy.
Now, see here, I didn't come up here to answer a lot of questions or go through all these ridiculous physical examinations. I came to see Dr. Zernicky.
You will in due time. You cannot expect a changed hospital procedure, you know, Mr. Brown. Any tuberculosis in your family?
Of course not. I come in here for a talk with Dr. Zernicky, and I'm stripped, weighed, fluoroscoped.
Any member of your family subject to fits?
Don't be insulting.
Insanity?
No, not yet.
That's all. You can put your coat on now.
Oh, when do I see Dr. Zernicky?
Right now, Mr. Brown. The record complete, Mr. Carr?
Yes. He's in excellent physical condition.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Would you mind telling me just what concern my physical condition is to you?
Why, we naturally want it as a matter of record. You may file the report, Miss Carr.
Yes, Dr. Zernicky.
When is the wedding, Mr. Brown?
Tomorrow. How did you know about that?
We make it our business to know those things. That's the reason we were in such a hurry to get a record of your health. The usual procedure.
Is it?
Why, yes, Mr. Brown. Don't you think it's a good idea?
Oh, so that's what your letter was about. Well, it seems a little premature, but I'm sure it's very efficient. I didn't know what to think when I got your letter. Well, goodbye, Doctor. If there's ever any blessed events in our family, we'll get in touch with
just
you.
Just a moment. Don't you want to see your baby?
My baby?
Oh, you must. She's such a little love. You just come along with me. Just look through the glass. There she is, the one on the end.
Well, I'll be doggone. Say, could I go in and hold her for a minute?
Oh, I'm afraid not. No one is allowed in there but the doctor.
Oh, I suppose not. Well, well. This certainly is a surprise. How does she compare with others of her age and weight?
Oh, perfectly normal.
Just normal?
Well, maybe a little better.
She has all her arms and legs and fingers and toes and all that. Nothing missing, I mean.
A full set. The customary number and variety.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, it's quite usual. Wouldn't you like to see her mother?
Her mother? Is she here?
Well, naturally. Yes. That is a lovely child. It's going to be a very lucky family that gets her for adoption.
Get her for what?
Adoption. Didn't you know? Miss Drury has registered the child for adoption. That's why we needed your medical record.
Well, she can just unregister her. You're not going to peddle my daughter around to some lazy idiot who hasn't any family of his own.
Miss Drury's title, her title to the child, is clear and legal. We've already checked into it.
Well, we'll just see about that.
I'll take you to Miss Drury's room. Perhaps it would be better if you two discussed it together.
Hello, Isabel.
Hello, Cass.
Gee, you look good.
Thank you. You look pretty good yourself.
How do you feel?
Oh, I'm feeling fine.
Well, then what's the idea of giving my baby away?
Your baby?
Isn't it?
Well, technically, yes.
Oh, then what's the idea of giving my technical baby away?
You seem to forget, Kaz, that I'm under no obligation to account to you at all. What I choose to do with my baby is my own affair, not yours.
Well, that's a fine attitude.
Well, suppose I had a chance for a marriage that meant a lifetime of complete and wonderful happiness. I certainly couldn't risk that happiness by presenting the man with someone else's child.
Good grief, are you planning on getting married again?
I only said suppose.
That's ridiculous. You can't marry anybody.
Why can't I?
Because you're a mother.
Well, that's not stopping you.
I'm not a mother.
Well, you're a father.
Oh, you can't do it, that's all. You can't throw that baby away and marry some creep you've dug up. And while we're on the subject, why didn't you write to me? You know I loved you. You knew there was no one else in the whole world for me. No matter how nutty your mother and father were.
I did not know. You never wrote to me. I waited and waited. I waited until it seemed foolish to wait any longer. As far as I could see, you'd just forgotten. And keep my mother and father out of this.
I never forgot. You were never out of my thoughts for one single day. I tried to drive you out again and again, but I couldn't.
Please, Cass, you're in love with someone else.
Me? Who?
Well, you are engaged to be married.
That's right. Holy smoke, I almost forgot. I got to get out of here. Now, see here, Isabel. I'll have to come back later and argue with you, but don't you dare give my technical baby away.
I'm sorry, Cass, but I'm going ahead with my plans, just as I've made them.
That's your final word?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll just see about that.
Dr. Zernike!
Calm yourself, Miss Clark. What on earth is wrong with you?
I went to get the jury baby for a feeding, and she was gone. The attendant said a tall man who said his name was Dr. Brown took it away.
We have no Dr. Brown.
But it must have been the baby's father. He must have stolen the doctor's coat and mask somewhere.
Have the building searched at once. If you don't find him, call the police.
Hello? This is J.J. Parrish speaking.
J.J., listen. I find myself in an extremely awkward predicament.
The fourth of the second act curtain of Casanova Ground, starring Henry Fonda, a word for Colgate tooth powder. The young married Conlins are going to give a party. Betty and Jim Conlin are making up the guest list.
Well, say, Betty, you haven't put down Marie's name. How could you forget my sister?
I didn't forget her, Jim, but... Well, a little breath of trouble is tagging Marie.
Well, gosh, why don't you tell her?
No, Betty can't very well tell her sister-in-law that she has a breath of trouble. I mean unpleasing breath. It's clearly a case for Colgate tooth powder. You see, anyone can be the victim of unpleasing breath. It happens to thousands without their knowing. Marks them down socially, brings them unhappiness, and they seldom suspect the real reason. Don't let that breath of trouble catch up with you. Do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder, in 7 cases out of 10, instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. And when it comes to cleansing, money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better or quicker than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo bring you the second act of Casanova Brown, starring Henry Fonda. We find Kaz in a room at the Windsor Hotel, bending anxiously over his offspring. One of the hotel chambermaids is changing the baby as Frank the bellhop comes in the door.
How is she?
She's fine, Frank, except she's gained an ounce since her 10 o'clock feeding.
Holy smoke!
There you are, honey. I tell you, Mr. Brown, you ought to get her formula from the hospital. I never heard of such growth. She's gained a pound this week.
Yeah. I guess instead of weighing her five times a day, I better check her weight every hour today. If this keeps up, I'll have to do something. Why, if she gains a pound a week, that's 52 pounds a year. At that rate, she'll be about 12 feet high and 4 feet square.
Have you tried all the formulas in the book?
I'm on the 12th now. Monica, I think today we'll combine several. We'll take a base of Pablum Wablum and lace it with milk and Vitro.
Baby's formula.
Frank, how'd you get it?
I asked for it. The minute they heard your name, they gave it out to me.
You didn't tell them where I was.
I didn't tell them. How do you take me for a chump? I just walked in and I said...
You walked in?
In that uniform?
Sure.
With Windsor Hotel written on your sleeve?
Holy jumping Jupiter, I never thought of that. Gee, Mr. Brown,
keep still and let me think a minute.
You think they'll come for her?
Sure they'll come for her.
But how can they, if you're the father?
Being a father's not enough. You've got to be a mother, too. A man's not capable of taking care of a child, not according to the courts. He can build bridges, he can fly around the world, he can be president and run the whole United States. But taking care of a child is too much for him. For that, you've got to be a woman, any woman.
You mean if you married again, you could keep her?
That's right. That's right. Monica, I find myself in an extremely awkward position.
Yes, sir.
Are you married?
All right, I'm coming.
My name's Paris.
I'm
an old
Sarah.
Friend
I'm
of Mr. Brown's,
and I'm looking for Casanova Brown.
I
and I want Why? My baby.
Quiet.
I think...
Quiet!
If you'll excuse me, I'm a little confused. I'm Frank, the bellhop.
Well, perhaps you'll all be kind enough to let me explain. I'm J.J. Ferris, an old friend of Mr. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
This is my daughter, Madge, whom he was to marry. And this is Isabel, who is the mother of his child. We all met at the hospital. Now, would you be good enough to tell me where Mr. Brown is?
He's getting married.
Married? What?
Really? Who made bingo this time?
A Miss Monica case of Cicero, I believe. It was one of those whirlwind romances.
Oh, Cass.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, nuts.
Mr. Brown, it's me, Frank. We got you moved into this room just in time. The whole mob's in there now, waiting for you.
Where'd you say I was?
Down at City Hall, getting married.
Good. We're going down to get the license as soon as they clear out. You let us know, and then you can come over and watch the baby while we go.
But where's Monica?
She's downstairs getting dressed. Did anyone see you come in here?
I did.
Isabel. Oh, Frank.
Oh, you spied on me.
I'm sorry. It's a bad habit. I'll try to do something about it.
Well, I'd better get back and keep an eye on the other ones.
Keep them over there, will you?
Yeah, I'll try.
Where's the baby, Cass?
On the bed.
Oh, Cass. Look how she's grown.
Too much, you think?
Oh, no. No, she's just perfect.
Don't touch her while she's feeding. It makes her nervous. She's very high-strung.
Not too high-strung, is she?
No, just sensitive.
Oh. She hasn't been sick at all. Oh,
of course not. She's had the very best of care. I've tried to keep abreast of all the best authorities. I've read all the latest books on the subject of child care, which you might have done yourself if you had been interested in her.
Oh, Cass, you fool. You idiot. I never meant to give her away. I couldn't live without her.
Then why did you say you were going to?
Because I wanted you to come running and stop it. I wanted you to see her and want her and want me again. I just came to Chicago to have her because I thought that'd be the easiest place for you to get to.
You did?
Uh-huh. Of course, now it's too late for anything.
Too late? Why is it too late?
The bellboy told us what you've done, and Kaz, I do sincerely hope that you'll both be very happy.
Who's both? What are you talking about?
Didn't you get married this afternoon?
Of course not. Are you crazy? It takes 3 days to get married in Chicago.
You mean you're not married at all? To anybody?
No, I'm not married to anybody. Are you?
No. No, I'm not, Cass.
Well, would you marry me?
Cass, I'd love to marry you.
Oh, Isabel, I do love you so doggone much.
Say, if it's not too much to ask, would you mind telling me just what you're up to, Casanova?
Oh, hello, J.J. Say, I wonder if you'd help me out. I understand Madge is waiting across the hall, and Monica's waiting downstairs, and Isabel and I will...
Yeah, it's perfectly obvious about Isabel and you. Kaz, I think that once more you find yourself in an extremely awkward position.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
All right. I'll explain to the ladies. Only, do me a favor, will you? I'm an old man, and I can't take much more of this. Marry this one, will you?
He's going to, Mr. Ferris.
But I am going to, J.J. And this time it's going to stick as long as we live. Come on, honey. We'll take the baby and go down to the license bureau and make this whole thing legal.
Henry Fonda, star of tonight's presentation of Casanova Brown, will return to our microphone in just a moment.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Join in thanking Henry Fonda for his performance as the star of International's Casanova Brown. Welcome home to Hollywood, Hank.
Thanks. It's great to be back. And it was fun to appear on the Colgate Halo Theater of Romance. Next week's appearance of Jimmy Stewart should provide a lot of entertainment for the steady patrons of Theater of Romance. I know I'll be listening, and I hope that someday soon I'll be back with you. Until then, good night and good listening.
Bulletin for the future. Next week, Charles Bandis production of Theater Romance for Colgate Tooth Powder and Halo Shampoo stars Jimmy Stewart in No Time for Comedy, to be followed by Robert Walker and Robert Taylor. Keep a date with Theater Romance for all the weeks to come. You'll always hear your favorite stars. These presentations of Theater Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. This is your host saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, romance. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.